In Berkeley, California, a private nonprofit middle school called the East Bay School for Boys is trying to reimagine what it means to build confident young men. I took a trip to the middle school just before the end of the school year. As class gave way to lunchtime, the halls filled with 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, many of whom were winding up for summer, and happy to give me an exuberant welcome.
What are you guys getting ready to do?
In some ways, the school's different approach starts with directing, not stifling, boys' sometimes frenetic energy.
I think boy energy has been misunderstood. And instead of squashing it and squelching their energy and their enthusiasm for things, at our school we channel it and we work with it.
That's language arts teacher Lisa Hale.
Knowing that I see that they have this energy and that they need help managing it instead of coming at them in a punitive way, I'd rather manage it than punish it. It's that simple.
East Bay director Jason Baton says the aim is to create an educational space where boys can make mistakes, be vulnerable, and learn to be self-reliant.
We all came together and decided what we wanted our graduates to look like what qualities we wanted them to have. So things like respects women, flexible, resilient.
Now this is still a private school in the San Francisco Bay Area, and it's not cheap. Families pay more than $20,000 a year to send their sons here. But the school has made an effort to make sure their vision of masculinity isn't just for the privileged and the white. More than half of the students here get some type of tuition assistance. More than 70% come from public elementary schools. And nearly half of the boys here identify as non-white or mixed race. One way the school is trying to upend tradition is by reinventing shop class for the 21st century. When I visited, they were finishing up an assignment to build tools for an imagined superhero with a social mission.
What do you got there? What are you showing?
This is my Warhammer. We're working on it for, I think, almost the whole work class over the school year.
Eighth grader Jaden Yu, who's 14, shows me a massive metal hammer he's built. Part Thor, part Lord of the Rings.
Let him lift it.
You want to lift? You want to lift it?
Yeah, sure. We're looking at 4-foot-high steel pipe with a giant Thor-like spike.
Filled with concrete.
That's super heavy. Wow.
Yu says his superhero's mission is to fight poverty.
What this is for is destroying old buildings so that new ones can be rebuilt, old buildings that aren't being used, so that new ones can be built for homes for homeless people, people who need it.
Shop classes have dropped off the curriculum at middle and high schools nationwide. Here in L.A., around 90% of traditional shop classes have been eliminated. What's called career and technical education still exists, but they're almost always electives, and the most popular classes nationwide are information technology, health sciences, and business, not hands-on technical classes such as carpentry or auto shop. But 8th grader Jaden Yu says this class has helped him prepare for his future.
It teaches you how to make stuff for yourself if you ever need to, maybe make a door or a frame for a door or a fence. Now we know how to do that, so you can make that at home now.
Here at East Bay, the boys help build everything from cubbies to apps to the very desks they use. Here, shop class, aka work, is one of just 6 main classes Jaden and all the boys take. It's seen as having equal value alongside math and language arts and physical education. Teacher David Clifford.
All we're asking the boys to do is to think about what they value, what they're good at, what they're challenged by, and what difference they want to make in the world.
The school ties work class into the curriculum. Like on the day I was there, boys were finishing up replica Civil War officers' chairs, which were paired with biographies of the Union officers who sat in them. Clifford says teaching these kinds of hard skills is vital for boys and girls. Not only do they graduate knowing how to use a table saw and welder, but he says the work fosters creativity and resilience. Director Jason Baton says that mixture of so-called hard and soft skills is central to this school's mission.
Because the real important part about being a man is taking accountability for your actions, living your life really fully and in a really present way, and loving people fully.
The East Bay School for Boys is still evolving. The school itself is new. Their first class began in the fall of 2010. And a big question is, can aspects of this holistic approach to educating boys work in America's public middle schools? The statistics there are sobering. Boys drop out of school and get suspended at much higher rates than their female counterparts. Federal statistics show that 75% of kids who are suspended multiple times and expelled are boys, many of whom will never have access to this kind of progressive and expensive school.